Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ramka.
And I am Kira Ra, and we are just so delighted to be with you on this extraordinary, I mean, incredibly extraordinary day. It is right now the beginning of November. It is November 3, and here we are. And I love, Sri, that we're coming together today in this trinity of energy, talking more about the November experience.
Yes.
And, you know, before we go any further, we want to give a big hello. We love you over at bbsradio.com. Thank
hello
you all.
There,
hey, thank you for joining us. We also want to give a big shout out to everyone over at OnenessTalkRadio.com. At Oneness Talk Radio, you can listen, you can watch, and you can chat. And of course, we're over at YouTube at Official Sri and Kira. And I think, speaking of chat, I think Bria Rose might be hanging out in some of those chat rooms as well, right?
Go say hi and find out.
Go say hi, find out where Bria is.
Top left corner of the page.
You know it. You know it. And so, hey, we are here. And remember, you can dial in, speak with Sri and I in real time, ask your questions, request a mini soul reading, simply say hello, 517-208-1500. I see that call board's really filling up. 517-208-1500. Remember, you do get to listen to the show while you're on hold. So feel free to jump in and join us any way that serves you. And of course, all the affiliates. Oh my goodness, I almost forgot. So namaste to all the affiliates, including iHeartRadio. Thank you all for being part of Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action here on this opening weekend of November, Sri.
It's a big weekend.
Ooh,
this weekend has launched us into this amazing November energy, which is...
I think it's a catapult.
Well, okay.
I don't know if it's a launch. It almost feels like more of a catapult to me.
We're flying into this amazing retrograde.
Yeah,
energy,
we are.
Which
Woo!
Is bringing forward a trinity. We have talked about yesterday. We're going to talk about more today. And this trinity is a activator for you to make conscious choice.
You know, it really is. And I wanted to share that one of the things we're going to be teaching you today in the second half of the show is a practice. We want to teach you how just 5 minutes a day can literally gift you with a lifetime of spiritual mastery. And especially in this moment right now, you know, we, first and foremost, I think we should just go back, since today is the third, and share that Sri and I actually have been releasing all of the November Ascension Energy forecast experiences in three different shows, plus our video. Now, I wanted to share that if you have not yet watched the video that is the predominant energy of November, all in one 15-minute place, go to Official Sri and Kira at YouTube. It was just released yesterday. Please, please watch that video. In addition to that, Sri, Soul Mirrors, Explore the Mysteries, and right here at Sri and Kira Live this weekend.
One of the things that you may observe if you watch all the shows is that we touch in and discuss the energies from different perspectives and perhaps expanding on different aspects at each show.
Yeah.
And we believe it's a far more powerful way to really grasp what's going on when it's in this kind of discussion mode, as opposed to try to put it all into a teaching session segment that might get kind of long if we just did it that way. So I enjoy the videos that come with the radio shows. I hope you do too.
And the November revelations were in three stages. So you want to go back and watch last Thursday's Soul Mirrors. That was a really important one, guys. It was on Halloween, so you might not have caught that one live. But that's when we started sharing about this month. And honestly, go back and watch those archives throughout the month, especially if you're having a challenging time, because this is a month of choice. And whenever we have choice in front of us, it means that there is a deep, deep moment of, I wanted to use the word retrospective remembrance. But that I don't want to take away from our three energies of the month as well. But yet there's this retrospective energy that can be very small voicey. And that's why I think October 31st Soul Mirrors is so important to listen to, because we talked about how part of the energy of this month is really inherently designed to try and pull you out of your spiritual mastery.
Well, everything within the world of density is indeed designed to contrast with your mastery.
True.
And Velcro is the popular word that describes the stickiness, because once you have been Velcroed into density, to release takes a little focus to separate from that entrapment. And the entrapment is twofold. The entrapment is both the magnetic appeal of being in the group of the mass consciousness,
right,
together with the psychology inside your own habitual way of being that says, oh, this seems normal, or maybe I can hang out here. There's a comfort in the familiar. Versus when we are evolving and growing, you're always at the cusp of something new. And that something new might just be an energetic feeling. Everything else looks the same, but there's this sense of something's emerging. And that can be a little uncomfortable for the ego. The soul loves it, but the ego could be going, I'm not sure if this is okay. And that's the moment that we invite you to do a practice, to connect to this program and the spiritual community, and to trust your journey.
Yeah. Now, yesterday, speaking about trusting your journey, so remember, part one of this whole November thing actually started October 31. Now, of course, what was the other thing that happened October 31? Mercury went into that retrograde position, right? So we're in the retrograde. What does that mean? Well, yesterday on our show, Explore the Mysteries, we dove into that energy. And I encourage you, go back and watch the archive of Explore the Mysteries. And if you want to find everything at one place, go to onenesstalkradio.com and you can find that archive there. And so with yesterday's show, we started talking about how as we are in a month of choice, because remember, we always go in overarching cycles of trinities. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. So it's always awareness, experience, choice. And so this month is a choice month. However, the energy of this month is very much about this trinity of respect, remembrance, and recognition. And yesterday's show was all about that. So we're going to give you just a quickie about that. I guess we should do maybe a 2-second overview on that.
Absolutely.
Tree. But today is part three, so to speak. And it's really about the choice that is before you, the choice that is before all of humanity, what this month really means, because it is a very rare moment where you honestly can claim your mastery presence, and there's hard dates that will help you with that. So this is a big show. A lot going on today. Yeah.
And we really want you to be able to grasp what's coming, because sometimes the energies, as they begin to be experienced, our mind doesn't quite know how to work with them. And so oftentimes the new energy is discounted or denied. Mm. One of the reasons that we share, that we put energy into letting you know about what this experience is potentially going to be, is so that your mind is in a place of, oh, okay, maybe this is okay.
Exactly.
Versus resist, deny, and just simply hang on or tighten up with the way it used to be. We are energy, and we are evolving, and we are up-leveling. And so, beloved ones, we must get used to the respiration of energy, the respiration of sometimes the mind going, I'm not sure what's happening, but I'll just stay tuned, and I'll watch, and
then we
figure it out. It makes more sense as we move through. And that leads us a little bit right into the three energies, because the first energy of this trinity for November, we call it respect.
Now, we don't call it anything. I have to jump in, Sri.
Okay.
But the divine directors, as they offer all of this energy, because sometimes a lot of you write us and go, how do you guys get all, you're always right. So how do you get all this? And it's like, first of all, we're not always right. We are just blessed to be offering the information that we have said yes to allow to come through us. And so what 17 years in the public service of what we do, of having extraordinary spot on revelations over and over again, has certainly shown me and shown Sri is that when we do relax into the divine respect of that which is happening, then we become more reverent. And through our reverence, everything in our life amplifies. You want abundance? You want things to come together? You want to discover your sacred partner? You want to live a life of harmony and joy and manifestation? Then it's about respect and allowing that respect in a multidimensional phase. Because as you were speaking, I was thinking, okay, so you're really describing the difference between the dimensional experiences, that when we give ourselves the gift of saying yes to who we really are, the reverence turns into a self-respect.
Mm.
And that self-respect anchors self-love. And so this respect energy for November is extremely important. It is something that if you just look at nothing else, pay attention to, are you respecting yourself? Are you loving yourself enough to respect yourself? And as you lift into all of the experiences around you, are you relaxing into your trust of the divine to be able to discover reverence through that respect? That is the respect energy of the ascended realm experience of November. And so, again, keeping our eyes on the divine at all times, lifting up, looking up. The choice before us, and as we mentioned earlier, we have some dates to share with you as well, but the choice before us can either be met at the end of the month, because the choice is all going to come in at the end of the month. And so the choice before us can be met with this type of respect or the opposite of that.
Well, the opposite of that is the demand for conformity, the demand that you shall respect my word, my laws, my need to control.
My house, my rules kind of thing, guys.
Yeah. And this is part of the dance that we all do, because to the extent that you are engaged with others in density consciousness, with mass society norms, then the energies of the month will be filtered through that level of consciousness.
Right.
And respect is more of a conformity than a reverence.
Yeah.
Okay, that might be the most succinct way to say it.
I think so.
I really appreciated how detailed you shared that, because respect means truly to look deeply with reverence, non-judgment, to be able to see the light that is shining there. And as Kira mentioned at the beginning of the show, to respect your own divine nature, to respect you with the same reverence as you would offer to anybody or anything else. Then we are in that balanced, beautiful, angelic perspective and energy frequency.
And that is how you also know you're in the fifth dimension, oftentimes lifting into the seventh. So that next energy, and this is the one, it's kind of fascinating, this one in the middle could have the most interesting experiences during this month, and it's remembrance. You know, how many times do we begin to connect with our higher self, right? Or we begin to connect with our divine self, but then we doubt it. And so then we wonder if the memory is real. Am I making this up? Could this possibly be true? That is doubt. You know, try it on once. When you start receiving these memories, or the other thing we do with remembrance is we judge it harshly, don't we? Oh, look how horrible I am, or look how powerful I am. Oh my God, I'm afraid of me. Oh my God, I'm afraid of my life expression. That's not why you took birth. You took birth to remember that from the ascended presence of thank you. Thank you for the divine gift of that memory. You know, Archangel Zadkiel, I think, has always said it the best. And when asked about past lives on this planet,
yes,
Archangel Zadkiel always giggles and says, they're just that. They're past. and the wisdom and the knowledge and the experiences that you need to move forward right now are why the remembrance comes forward at all. However, density intersects with those memories and the ego comes in.
Mm-hmm.
I was a queen. I was this one. I was that one. I was this one, or whatever. And then we take on the egoic traits of that other life. And you know what it does? Guys, it pulls you away from this life.
Yeah.
If you are fantasizing or living in a past human life on this planet, I'm not talking about the cosmic journey of your soul. That's cosmic life regression, and that's a whole other thing. But when I'm talking about right now, specifically this life, this earthly experience, then inside of you, I'm going to go back to see energy one, you're
yeah.
not respecting yourself.
Yes.
Your soul energy, whatever word you want to put on it, it doesn't matter. But that which is the truth of this being, and this is the form, right? So that which is the truth of this being stood in line so you could be here now. Was thrilled beyond belief that you chose this timeline, was incredibly ecstatic that this is the body you chose, the family you chose, the situation you chose, the everything. And so to not honor that is the ultimate lack of respect.
Mm. You know, the fascination with past lives oftentimes is a way of executing denial to take responsibility for
yeah.
this moment right
yeah.
now, because regardless of the predilection, the source of an energy, you're here, you're in the driver's seat, I hope, right now. And whatever was behind you that resulted in you arriving at this intersection of time and space is yours to orchestrate and manage. It's yours to heal and resolve. It's yours to celebrate and love.
And dare I say, it's yours to command.
Yes.
It's yours to command, Master. And so when we look at that respect, and then we look at that remembrance, the open channels that are happening right now, and I want to point out that November 5th, 2 days from now, this Tuesday, where are you going to be? I'm not going to announce publicly where I'm going to be, but I got to tell you, it's someplace that's hitting me hard. And that is the last moment, the last day of the second cycle within a cycle of 2019. And so, Sri, can you put up the 2019? Do we have that graphic?
Yeah,
are we able to?
Sure.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, so guys, I want you to look at this, because when you gaze at this, this is the overview for all of 2019. And if you're not gazing at it, don't worry, I'll describe it. And so as I put this out many, many months ago, what you'll see there is right up at the top right, second cycle within the cycle. That began August 15th. Now remember, here's what's so extraordinary. August 15th was what? It was the last post-shadow day of the July retrograde. Now, this is going to become really important when we get to the moon cycles, okay? So what's so fascinating is it started on that last post-retrograde day and has jumped us all the way through to where we are now in this extraordinary retrograde of respect, remembrance, and recognition. And so this is really important. And I just wanted to point that out to you and to recognize that in our third energy, recognition, right? So what are we recognizing? What is suddenly making sense? I know myself, Sri, when I pulled up the 2019, because it's not like I look at it all the time, even though I made it. It's not like I look at it all the time. And I pulled it out and looked at it and went, oh my God.
Now it makes more sense.
It's like, oh my God. And that's kind of how I feel
yeah.
about a lot of these masters is
yeah.
that, you know, and Sri and I giggle about this all the time, but it's true. Spirit will always keep you on a need to know basis. And when you can just giggle through that and accept that, it gets so much more fun, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And easy.
and so really what's before us all is truly an opportunity to call forward that divine mystic inside of you, because the mystic, the one that seeks direct communion with the divine, direct communion with the mysteries, direct communion without the veils, that aspect is part of that, your heart's yearning, because the mystic is the part of you that says, I choose reunion, I choose oneness. And as we really allow that part of ourselves to come forward, we then cannot help but notice the divine energy more completely, more fully. And respect, remembrance and recognition naturally come forward.
Well, Sri, this is what I was loving what you were just sharing, because everything you were just sharing is the mastery. The master is the recognizer.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So in order to really be in recognition, you have said yes to your mastery. Otherwise, how could you see that which is invisible to those who are not awake? You know, beloved angels, with all my heart and soul, please go watch yesterday's Explore the Mysteries, because we talked a lot about this. And as we move forward right now into this choice point moment, as we move forward right now and gaze at the world of density, remember that as November goes through its cycles, and there are a lot of cycles we're going to talk about today, and with all of our heart and soul, please watch the official November Ascension Energy Forecast. It was just put up at Official for Sri and Kira yesterday. It will fill in any gaps that we're leaving out. But as was mentioned there, and where we are right now, respect in the world of density is going to be demanded this month. It won't be earned. It's going to be demanded, and there will be consequences for it.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, the remembrance will be a targeted energy that will amp up those old little tapes. You know, those ones that tell you you're not good enough and why you shouldn't be doing this and why this is all a waste of time and blah, 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 blah. If you start remembering those voices, they will give power, and the recognition will be that you will realize or wake up to a moment where you are wondering why you are collapsing. And I want to take a moment right now, because Sri and I, we did not get to read them all, but our assistant wrote us and said that, Linda, we're just giving a shout out to you. I guess you just sent us quite a few emails before
That's
the show.
Sincere.
We connected with them energetically. And I think this was the perfect moment, because Linda, honey, you're just in that moment I was describing.
Yeah. Yes, we receive a lot of email, and we send love and blessings to each one of you that writes.
Yeah.
And some of them result in soul readings on the air, and others result in simply offering
in our blessings.
Love and healing energy.
Mm-hmm.
So bless you, Linda.
Linda, you're going to make it through this, but you need to stop believing it's real. And so anyway, let's keep going, because that's what's happening, Sri. And before we get going more about the choice points ahead and the dates, let's bring in a few of these gorgeous people, because we have a very, very full call board.
Yes,
we do. So remember 517-208 if you want to try and jump in. And we're going to go ahead. Sri, where are you taking us today, my love?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, right up here. Here. No, scroll back up.
Okay.
I felt this energy right here. Yeah. Where is that? Is that Wisconsin?
That looks like Wisconsin.
Lake
Let's say
Geneva,
hello.
Wisconsin, maybe? Namaste, Lake Geneva.
Oh, my goodness. It's so wonderful to get a hold of you guys. So.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Hi, Angel.
Hello. I just knew that I would connect with you guys. This is just a magical moment for this. And where I'm at on my journey. And I just wanted to share this vibration, if we could all together real quick. That'd be wonderful.
Sure.
Okay. And then I am welcome to a mini soul reading, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, I'd like you to take in a deep breath. And yes. So, Angel, wow. As I gaze at you, you have this. It's like a crown, but it's more like a halo. It's behind your head, and it has a very tall energy in the middle, and then these two that are coming out here. Only they're very elegant, and they're very, they go up, and then they kind of have a beautiful flow to them and transmute into this. It's like three different rays of light. And they are saying that within your divine form that is housing this most extraordinary, blessed being of light, there is a union at hand. And they're saying that it is a moment for you to relax. It's almost as if I'm seeing this other DNA that's trying to stop your DNA. And it's like it's in this dance around your spine. And that's what these three rays are doing. And so they're saying unify it all. And I'm watching your breath spiral up your spine. And they're saying unify it all. Call it all into your star consciousness. Awaken to your true eyes. Step forward without fear. And release that which is holding you as a shackled one. I'm seeing your hands feel like they have shackles on them. And they're saying, gone, gone. And so it is. And so thank you. Thank you for the blessing of being with you today, my love.
And so it is. I love you guys so much. I really do. And I just bless all of you so much.
Thank you. We love you too, love honey. To you, thank dear. You. Namaste.
Namaste.
All right. Yeah. And so here we are. Sri, I think we should just go to New Mexico. We used to live in New Mexico.
Right,
I love New Mexico.
Hi, New Mexico.
Hi, New Mexico.
Hello there. Can't hear you, dear.
Okay, honey. I'm sorry. We tried. All right, Sri. Let's go to Atlanta. We're going to Atlanta, Georgia. Namaste, Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi.
I'm so excited to be accepted. I did not, yes, I kind of did actually feel, because I've never tried calling before, but I've been trying, wanting to talk to you guys for so long. I'm so grateful for all the talks reminding me of life and, what it's really about when I get so caught up in my stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. We're honored, The gift is that together we are better, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love a soul reading. Actually was thinking a lot about you guys when I had a lot of congestion, and I felt like I've been sick since July, and I've been having the same thing. And I didn't know if that was maybe connected. I mean, yeah, maybe it's physical, but maybe connected to some other stuff. So if there's any insight, it would be super appreciated.
Wow. Well, first of all, yes, it's totally connected. So I'm sure you know you are a lineage holder. And in your mission, as you speak, it was like I was watching layers and layers unfold around you. And my heart is just so full around you. And so you have been in, I think the only way that Sri and I might describe this too would be like an active ascension clearing process. Mm. And remember that July to this month was a cycle. And I'm going to talk a lot more about the full moon coming up on the 12th and everything that's happening at the end of this month as well. Mm-hmm. But for you personally, honey, this is a moment of freedom. And I just keep seeing you. It's like you're holding, it's like you've got this big heavy coat on and you're holding it. There's no buttons, but you're holding it, but it's long, so it's kind of heavy. And they're saying, take off the coat, throw it away. And that it is time for you to realize you no longer need to wear it. And that as you smile and breathe more into your stomach, your third chakra is really wanting more breath. You will discover a well, and they're calling it a well, a passion, a beautiful experience. Yeah. So thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, my love. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste, sweetheart. Whew, Sri. Now, we just got a little note passed to us. This is the gift of having Bria here, saying that you guys cannot hear the callers. We're not sure why, but my husband will be a little distracted. And while he's checking that on your for all of you, for all of you that might be, we want to make sure the callers are heard. We're pretty sure we're capturing it here, though, for the final. We're hearing the callers just fine, and we're able to respond. But I do want to share a little bit about the November blessing that's happening right now. I don't want to lose our momentum on that, because this is a quantum moment. And the reason that this moment is so vast is because you have a huge coming together. And Sri, can you put up that calendar again, please?
Sure.
I want to be able to There we are. So I put up the 2019 energy flow again. And again, if you're not watching that, if you're listening to us, no worries. Let me explain it to you. But I want you to look at last May. Okay. So remember, we began this core energy of going into that core in May. And that's when the ascension energy began. However, or when this window of time opened. However, it was in June that the ascension frequency adjustment actually started. And this entire cycle, and if you're gazing at the calendar here, you'll see, was that the kind of like fuchsia color circle and line
right.
culminates this month. Why? Because the energy of choice is a culminating energy. And that with that choice, it will bring us into December with a greater empowered awareness. Now, the other thing I want you to look at is July. You see how there was a green arrow there and then a green arrow to December. This whole period of time, July, August, September, October, November, December, all 6 months is a co-creative cycle. And this, everything that's happening on every level, and I want you to see this, is part of core acceleration. Now, why is that so important to know? The reason that's so important to know is because we are now going into a moment where, are you able to remain in your ascended presence through the events of density? Or is the addiction to the chaos, the addiction to the adrenaline, the addiction to anger.
Mm-hmm.
Is that holding you back from that core acceleration? Because the core is accelerating no matter what. And that's been happening. And if you took any of our programs earlier this year, you know what we're speaking about. And we are going to be putting those packages together so that people can be diving in right now to explore the core lineage holder journeys as well. But what's more important in this moment is to recognize that it's all coming down to this month. This, you know, it's one of those, you know, if the last minute wasn't good enough, it wouldn't be the last minute kind
of thing.
That's what
it's for.
And that's what November is. And the choice is coming in this month. And it will directly affect the December month and the culmination at New Year's. And I want to go back to all of you who were with us live when we first taught the quantum time experience in the Lineage Holders program. And we are going to be bringing out our quantum time experience training. Because when we all jumped ahead, right, when we all went to New Year's Eve this year, we did a lot of work in July. That moment that we did and the work we did is going to be challenged, and I'm not going to say attacked, but it's going to be confronted during the new moon of November. And that's going to happen the end of the month. That's at the 26th. That moment is a moment where you, all of you, or you wouldn't be connecting with this show, right?
Yes.
You
yes.
will have an opportunity to stand in the mastery of yourself and flourish or succumb to an energetic vibration that wants you to quit, that wants you to self-sabotage. And it's going to be one of those apex moments at the end of this month. And then floating from November 26th to the end of the month and then into early December, we're still going to be floating in that post-retrograde. So there's just so much happening, so much
going on. There's a lot happening, and sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming.
Daunting!
And that actually could be a good thing.
Yeah.
Because when things aren't overwhelming, then perhaps you're not seeing it all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that we need to suffer or imply anything like that. It's just that the magic of this universe is beyond the human mind's capacity, yet it's not beyond the ascended heart's capacity.
No.
And so we find our knowings. We find our call it, you can call it middle ground. I'm not sure where the middle is in an infinite expansion, but it's
right there. See that guy in the lotus?
There he is.
I love that.
And you know, I'm also reminded, this is a little side note. One of the things that is a teaching that we have offered in other classes talks about the role of lumens. Lumens is a way to describe light, you know, packets of light or the radiation of light. Light is one of those elements that it's important to recognize that, imagine you have a flashlight going through a slide and you see a picture on the screen that is the artifact of the slide. But the light itself, which is illuminating, the light itself, which is bringing life to that artifact, that slide, is the divine light. And so when we are reminded to keep our eyes on the divine at all times.
Love it.
We are being reminded to, you know, to look beyond the surface, look beyond the slide, the lens, and notice the light that's emanating through this being or through this work of art. Because what happens now is we take this concept that we are beings of light and we are attracted to light because that's a divine mirror. What happens when you go to the movie theater and you're – you know, they're projecting all this imagery and it's so, quote, real. And that just the projection of light through those celluloid films actually puts an imprint in the brain. And I don't want to digress too far.
Well said.
But what the point I'm wanting to kind of offer to you today is to recognize there are many opportunities to have something close to a facsimile of the divine experience. And that the authentic divine experience is most easily attained and recognized when we open inwardly to our divine nature and then take that respect, remembrance, and recognition out, meaning look for that to be mirrored back. And in that exchange, we are in the mystical experience mentioned earlier.
Well, you know, I got to jump in here, Sri, because two things, guys. Number one, you're already beautifully describing. Stay with us. Remember, we are going to share with you how just 5 minutes a day can literally bring you to a lifetime of spiritual mastery. And the other thing I wanted to share is if you have not, and we read this on the air yesterday, so I won't read it on the air again today. However, please go to SriAndKira.com. On the homepage, just scroll down and you will see on the right-hand side a beautiful message from the Divine Directors. It is our gift to you. Click on it. It is a beautifully formatted, print it, frame it, hang it, read it. When we read this on the air again yesterday, it was evident that while we posted this last month, if you look at the coded message inside of this, and you will pick up on it, especially now that you're aware of the November energy, the respect, the remembrance, the recognition, this extraordinary choice point of humanity. Please go give yourself this gift. It will support you all month long. And when you are having physical issues, emotional issues, challenges, and it's just one of those moments, do that. And the other thing you can do for yourself, and if you haven't done it yet, I don't know why you're waiting, please download our app. It is free. And please help us get more people out there to download the app. Please rate the app if you like it. And if you don't like it, tell us so we can make it better. But imagine having an app, and this is all free. You need a quick meditation. Sri and I have beautiful meditations in there, as little as 2 minutes and some of them as long as 15. How about the Om Aum breath practice? A beautiful video given to you free and taught by my husband. It's gorgeous. We have all of our announcements in there. We have access to Oneness Talk Radio. You can just go to the app and you're right there to the radio. You also get a daily reflection. Wake up every morning and start with the Sri and Kira app. What is the ascended realm wanting you to remember today that will illuminate your life? And then every week, we also offer you a spiritual practice. Guys, this is all free. And then if you want to take it to the next level, there are four different ways you can join our miracle team, starting with $2 a week. I mean, come on. And then what happened, the reason I'm talking about it is because every first Saturday of the month, and this just happened yesterday, and I think we're all still like, oh my God, we meet as the Mastery Mentorship Team live. Sri and I interact with you in real time. We all come together. It looks like an angelic ensoulment's been happening every month. We do ceremony. We call together the healing light on behalf of the planet, and we share the miracles that we have all manifested during that month. why not give yourself the gift of really becoming a miracle master? And so download the free app. And then if you think that your spirituality might be worth a minimum $2 a week, at least become an emerald and get in the program. Plus, you get weekly spiritual updates, lots of messages, weekly ensoulments, a lot of stuff that we just can't do publicly. But remember, everything at our website is free. Come grab, you know, with the, that's everything that you look at. There's no, you have to pay to look at this page or anything like that. Thousands of pages of wisdom, sriandkira.com. So Sri, hey, where are we going next? I want to get to that 5-minute practice. I'm watching our time, but I want to talk to some of these beautiful people. Where are you taking me?
Where are we going? You know, there's so many.
We're going to Canada. Is that where we're going? New Westminster, British Columbia, Canada.
Hey, hello there.
Hey, Canada. Namaste.
Hello, Sri and Kira. This is Yvonne.
Hi.
Welcome, dear.
I am so pleased to be here. I celebrated a birthday yesterday, my 60th.
Hey, happy birthday.
You know, I'm in a point this whole weekend, and your messaging about respect, remembering, and recognition. Like, I'm experiencing it, and I feel different. I've been visited by an old energy, an energy of lack, an energy of saying yes to the wrong things and just a mess. And I'm able to look at it and I'm able to say, that's funny that happened to me. I'm not buying it anymore. And I want other choices to come forward. I've been visited numerous times in the past month and in the last week on quitting. And I most definitely don't want to do that. And so I'm asking for a soul reading on, I need to stay strong the universe keeps nudging at me, you know, to go in a different direction, but not really. And I just need reassurance, I guess.
Well, first of all, Angel, I am so glad you got through today. I'm just so excited because it was interesting right now. I heard go to Canada and you were the only Canada in this portion. We have a big call board, so we have to keep scrolling, but you were the only one in this portion. So had to be you. I want to share this with you right now, though. Number one, please remember that, and I don't know if you've already done this or if you need to freshen it, because they're saying like freshen. I would strongly suggest you begin with the sticky note practice again, which is you get a little pack of sticky notes and you put thank you, I love you on every single one. And I know that takes some effort, right? Because that's a big package of sticky notes. And if you want, get some you like, get a little butterfly, whatever, hearts. And then you put those sticky notes everywhere. I mean, in the cereal box, in with your rice, you know, in your cabinets, in your car, in your wallet, in your bathroom, you know, wherever. And every time you see one, you bring a hand to your heart and you take in a breath and you just say, thank you, I love you. And you say that to you. Yeah. And you say that to you because there is an energy wound around you right now from density. And it looks very much to me, it's thin, but it's a little, it's like, and it's very, it looks almost very, I don't know. I don't want to use the word. It's like very like transparent. I think that's it. And it's gray and it's not silver. It's definitely gray. And it came right in at your second chakra. And three things were told to me as you were sharing. Number one, go back and look at your 19-year cycle. On October 31st, it was a moment to really culminate and to appreciate. And they're saying that for you, writing might be the way to do it. Literally sit down and just make a list of every beautiful spiritual thing that has happened to you over the past 19 years. And then they're saying from that list, harvest the gifts, harvest the wisdom, and see what's in front of you. The second thing I heard was that this little trail, this little vapor trail that's in your second chakra, can only go if you command it to go. It's time for you to take charge. And the third thing that I heard was that you are at a great moment of choice. And this isn't about what you think it is. This is about recognizing that density wants you to quit and that you are being asked to expand your vision. I mean, you really are the ascended form of the mantra of self-ascension. You are being asked to expand your vision. So expand your vision, let go of the limitation. And so my angel, thank you. Thank you. They're also saying, hold on, this is my Chikna Rudraksha that I wear every day. And the reason I'm showing you this one is because they're saying wear a long Rudraksha. You can wear it under your shirt, but make sure it's a nice long 108 that goes down to that second chakra as well. And that'll give you extra support. Thank you. I love you, honey.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, thank you. I love you guys very much. I love the whole community.
We do too, and we love you. Thank you for that gift, sweetheart.
Many blessings.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Beautiful. You know, it's always a delight to participate in the energetic of these readings and to be able to be present as information comes through. It works. I mean, pardon me.
It works!
The information comes through and it works on all of us to the extent that we need that. And yet we can all relate, you know, because we all have the worldly experience.
Right. So I just want to share out loud that we did get a message that the audio is not coming through on YouTube for our callers only. But OTR is working great. So you can come over to onenesstalkradio.com. You can watch us here if you need to. But, you know, Sri, we're at a moment where I want to talk about this 5 minutes. I really do. Because, you know, we are at, I want to go back and share just a little bit. Number one, all of the dates for November, and this is a date month. There's a lot of moon energy. And that's really quite extraordinary because in this month of choice, where we have this quantum opportunity to claim our mastery, this moon influence energy is going to be very, very, very influential. Now, the gift of that is that it means that the feminine energy, not necessarily women, but feminine energy is going to play a big role in how this shapes out. And so it's a moment to pay attention to that as well and to notice the empowered feminine versus the disempowered feminine. Every being on this planet is being gifted with choice. Now, if you want to know all about the exact dates, I'm just going to run them through real fast, the dates. But if you want all about them, please go watch the November Ascension Energy Forecast. It went up yesterday. It is posted at official Sri and Kira. It will be at sriandkira.com probably by this afternoon as well. Please watch that video. And so, Sri, let's begin. November 5th, first thing I just want to share.
Cycle time.
Right. That is the culminating moment of the second cycle within the cycle. Big one this Tuesday.
Coming right up. And 1 week after that is the full moon. Ooh, our screen got brighter.
Big. Our screen did get brighter. And that is November 12th. Now, guys, this is a moment. I mean, this is the one that we bow down with that reverent respect and we remember who we are and we recognize that we have said yes and allow the universe to unfold the beauty that awaits when we do that. It's a big full moon.
Yes.
All right. November 20th.
The retrograde is just beginning to go away. Post phase.
So we start the unwinding. And this is an unwinding we're going to have to be a little careful with. Again, watch the November Ascension Forecast video.
And that brings us to the end of the month. A very powerful moment, November 26th.
This is the one, guys. This is the one. And this is all month long is going to lead us to that. And you're going to have these moments during the month. Stay in the fifth. Stay outside of density. Respect, remember, and recognize. Really give yourself that gift, overarching choice energy. And so how do we do that, Sri? I mean, how do we walk through that that moment? Because, again, it kind of takes your breath away, what can happen this month. And so The choice point that is being faced at the end of this month will absolutely determine the awareness energy of December. It's what are we going to all want to be aware of, because it's going to be in our face, and how literally everything shifts on New Year's.
Yeah.
And so this is an extraordinary and an exquisite moment. And remember, the more that we can allow the soul to lead and the body to trust to follow, the easier everything comes together. And so that leads us to our 5-minute spiritual mastery experience. You know, Sri, I always like to open up with your little quote about what your Sufi teacher had taught you.
About presence.
Yes.
So one of the things that I'll go ahead and just recap that briefly.
No, please, yes.
You know, so often in spiritual practices, well, it doesn't matter which tradition, we're often given a prayer or mantra, and the mantras can be very powerful. And in particular, most teachers will say you need to repeat them. This is because we need to come to a point where it really is penetrating, or the lenses are clear. And so I asked my teacher, I said, how many times do I need to repeat this mantra? And he looked at me and he said, once with presence. So how many times does it take until you get to that once with presence?
And the reason we enjoy starting with this is that we started talking about this last Thursday. So again, please go watch Soul Mirrors from October 31st, that we are at this beautiful quantum moment. When you say yes to yourself, when you accept the quantum experience of who you are, in that moment, you have an opportunity to gaze or experience or touch or feel. Remember, the reason that we took form is to do just that, right? We want to touch. We want to feel. We want to grow hair. We want to wear earrings and jewelry and have so much fun. And so this is the spiritual experience. Gaia is your co-creator. And especially in this month, Gaia is co-creating so much that that's why the moon with Gaia is going to be so powerful in her influence, yeah, unusually powerful, even though there's no blood moons or any of that stuff, just powerful influence. So each day, Sri and I are inviting you, we are challenging you to take just 5 minutes in a row, you know, not 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there. You got to give yourself 5 minutes. And in those 5 minutes, you begin by just bringing your hands to your heart, take in that deep, clearing Ave Sa breath, right? And then you smile. When we smile after an exhale, it's one thing Sri and I teach at all of our workshops. Whenever you do breathing, if you are finishing and you illuminate with a smile, it sends a signal to the universe that I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And then in those 5 minutes, maybe you want to go discover a leaf again. I mean, really sit with a single leaf, hold it in your hand, touch it, smell it, notice it. Maybe you want to just be, just close your eyes and be. But the key is, it's about the smile and the connection. And then it's about, near the end of that 5 minutes, allowing yourself to become, and do we have that here, Sri? The way, yes, I'm putting up if you're watching us, allow yourself to become the active witnesser of the being in the third dimension that is gifting this 5 minutes of quantum time, which could be equal to years of study. And through that fifth dimensional witnesser, paying attention to what the third dimensional form is experiencing, you will, as you do this enough, find that you are witnessing the witnesser. And you will know this has happened because when we lift up into that seventh dimensional experience, it is that transcendent moment. The way I like to describe it is, I know I'm there when I'm in the transcendent moment where all judgment just erases, where there are no questions because the questions themselves become irrelevant, where you are one with that energy of recognition. And we are at a rare moment where the seventh dimension has opened. You know, Sri and I were the leaders of telling people about the fifth dimension, and it wasn't us, it was Archangel Zadkiel and all of them. However, we have been sharing the fifth dimension has been easily accessible for every being who chooses since the early millennia. right? Since right around 2003, it's been easily available. We are in a unique moment right now where the 7th and the 9th are actually available. I'm not telling you it's easy, but I will tell you it's available. Yeah. And if you begin with just 5 minutes a day, and hopefully you were listening earlier to Yvonne's mini soul reading, do that sticky note practice. Yep. It might just change your life.
You know, one of the things that we honor and respect is that each person has their own divine guidance, and it's resident right inside of you. You can say it's in the center of your head or in your ascended heart.
Wherever you feel it.
Wherever. Those are springboards for the connection.
Exactly.
And it's important to take advantage of the opportunity to drop the veil that is resident in your own capacity, in your own divine nature.
Yeah.
By starting an intention to say, I will take 5 minutes. I will bring a hand to my heart. I will breathe for a moment to center myself, and then I will go forward for another practice. What we're doing is we're honoring with respect our own divine nature. You know how many times has
Without judgment.
No judgment.
This is not about trying to meditate and sit there going, I can't do this.
Not at all.
You can be in a swimming pool. Take 5 minutes and just notice the water. Notice how you feel. Sit with something, you know, anything. But don't read. It's not about putting anything in. It's
cultivating
about
that
noticing.
Awareness of this now and this spirit and the spiritual intent.
Right.
You know, I chuckle when I think of how many parents would yell at a child saying, get off the computer or turn the TV off, right? Because they're enthralled and engaged. Well, what about you and your quote normal life? Are you enthralled and engaged in that video stream? Can you take 5 minutes and just go, I am here.
Yeah. How about the clouds, right? What about laying down and watching the clouds? When was the last time you've done that? We do that a lot here. And that's how we do our, you know, oftentimes the 5 minutes I know that I take is just saying thank you to this amazing land, to these Andes Mountains, to sitting up in one of the caves up here. But the key is it's an active 5 minutes of celebration of your life. If you give yourself an active 5 minutes of celebration of your life, no matter what is going on around you, I mean, no matter what, things will look different at the end of the day.
And so it's important to recognize that in that 5 minutes of celebration, you are cultivating an opportunity to lift.
Yes.
And the lifting is indeed the way that we discover a greater divine truth.
Right. And for those of you that were watching, Sri had just put up his quote, you cannot play your way off the game board. You can only lift. And that is the gift. In order to really offer the gift of anchoring your linear timeline, and remember, we talked all about this yesterday, we have all slid parallel dimensions. Are you aware of it? And if you are, you need to anchor it. Listen to all three shows. Watch the November Ascension Energy Forecast at Official Sri and Kira.
And so, beloved ones, as we come to a close for today, let's take a moment and breathe together.
And
as you let that smile come to your face, may you trust that everything is in divine perfection. And we so look forward to engaging you again live next Thursday on Soul Mirrors. Be amazed. And until that moment, may you smile and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you. We love joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.